You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, George.
So the Saints saw defensive end Marcus Davenport back on the practice field, as was wide receiver Cam Meredith, getting a little extra time with quarterback Drew Brees as well after practice. That's the good news. The bad news, defensive end Alex Okafor goes down with a leg injury. That's all that's being reported. Players were down on one knee. We're seen praying. We don't know the extent or the severity or speculate, but we have started to kind of, you know, just seeing the depth that the Saints have. At the very least, Brian, we can say, Brian and Elise joining us here at Shipley's Donuts, where we've already put down a pair of Boudin kolaches, an iced chocolate donut, and Jordan the intern. What else did you have? What was that? I know you asked for a bear claw during the break. The cinnamon roll, yeah, cinnamon bun or something that you had as well. 2561 Metairie Road is where we are. It's between Causeway and Bonneville. And just off of LeBar, if you're familiar with the area. Stop on in. We'll be here to 3 o'clock. Off the bench, Jordy Collado and T-Bob Abey will be here Friday following the Rams-Saints preseason finale, Friday, August 31st. So that morning, they'll be doing their show 7 to 9 right where we are, right here off of Metairie Road. And so please, come say hi and enjoy yourself a donut or two or kolache. Brian, you had every intention of going and try the Boudin kolache.
Yes.
Problem was, as you can see now, another customer has just walked in. So there's a bit of a line.
Yeah, I was going to get one, but right. Then like five people walked in.
You know, well, I mean, you got their customers.
So?
Apparently they didn't. Hold on. Did that gentleman just walk in and say, hi, Jordan?
He did. Didn't even acknowledge you.
Is that what just happened?
Yeah, I'm popular. All right, Gus.
So the gentleman who's ordering right now on the counter walks in, says, hi, Jordan.
Yeah.
I'm more famous than Gus.
Get back to work. There goes your mic.
Wow.
That's unbelievable.
Just disrespectful.
I mean, first we're doing videos at practice, and I'm the Southern Miss guy. You're Brian in Ole East. Remember? That gentleman knew who you were.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Yeah. And here we are on location. There's a banner right here. Right where? What does the banner say, by the way?
It says, the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Yeah. Because it's my show, right?
Yeah. Last time I checked. Your name is on the show.
And literally just now someone walked in and said, hi, Jordan. Wow. That's fine. That doesn't bother me. No, we're good.
Can Jordan send you for, like, drinks and kolaches and stuff now?
Exactly right. Can he just do that? 800-998-1003. Sure. You know what? Would you like me to go get some donuts and some kolaches for y'all? Or y'all can just talk about the different topics as well. Brian, we got a lot to get into. We'll talk a lot about the Saints because, again, we can say, at least for this standpoint, if Alex is injured today at practice, chances are that he may not play on Friday against the Cardinals. So we can start getting a little bit into the depth and some of the things we'll look at here in a little bit. But 800-998-1003 is the way to chime in. It looks like David wants to chime in. 800-998-1003. What you got, David?
Hey, Gus. What are your thoughts on Noodle on old boy calling him out like that? Wasn't that great?
Brian and Nola East, get everyone caught up since you love to follow your social media, but apparently Noodle Arm not getting a lot of love and respect on Twitter.
Not at all. Now, by and large, most people would consider Jalen Ramsey of the Jacksonville Jaguars to be the best corner in football
and
right now.
He has a lot of time right now since he was suspended for a week from the Jacksonville Jaguars.
But pretty much the same thing that he's going to be suspended for what I say now, which is the idea that Jalen Ramsey apparently did a GQ magazine article, and he decided that he was going to talk about every single quarterback that lives.
Right.
In which he decided to say that he's still a fan of Drew Brees. Drew Brees is great.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that was nice of him.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jalen.
Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers are both phenomenal.
Brian, that was expected.
Yeah, Tyrod Taylor, underrated.
Right.
He thinks, you know, Baker Mayfield's going to be pretty good himself. And he also said that there's another quarterback in the NFC South that's, you know, basically overrated and trash. So the question was asked, what do you think of Matt Ryan? His answer, who?
Oh, no.
You mean that overrated guy that's in Atlanta? And
really?
I'm not making this up when I say this.
Uh-huh.
That overrated guy in Atlanta. He was great when Kyle Shanahan was his, you know, QB coach and his offensive coordinator.
Uh-huh.
Kyle Shanahan leaves, and all of a sudden, with Julio Jones, he turns back into a bag of trash pretty much.
Wow.
Jalen Ramsey not a fan. And who am I to argue with one of the best corners in football if he says noodle arm is trash?
Well, I guess you're right. Yes, sir.
Guys.
Yeah.
I just wanted to get a Minnesota horn from you before I go, because this is David on Twitter.
Oh, there he is, David. Love when you chime in here. Let's see if I can get you that Viking horn.
No, you're definitely a Viking.
Thank you, man. Great show. I'll talk to you later.
All right, buddy. I'll have it for you here in a second.
Oh, you couldn't wait to play the horn now, could you?
No, that's not true.
You were the one person I know. We're tweeting back and forth during the game. I'm sorry, texting back and forth during the game, and you're just like, the Saints are done. They're cooked. They shouldn't even be in the game. I'm like, wait a second there, bud. And you were Mr. Minnesota. I felt you playing this while we were texting.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah, you did. Toast. Breeze is washed up. He's done. Mark Ingram can't run 2 yards without tripping over his feet.
See, that's completely inaccurate.
No, you said it. I kept the files.
Release the Kraken. Thank you, David, for chiming in. I love when he tweets at us, too. Randy, thank you for giving us a call here. What you got, Randy?
What's going on, Gus? I was waiting all day to call y'all and hear y'all on the radio, but my original question before I heard about this Okafor catastrophe was about Cameron Meredith and Davenport, about, you know, their progression and, you know, what they're going to do, how they're coming along. And then out of nowhere, this Okafor, who's a man on a mission this year, looked like he was going to lead the team in sacks like he did last year before he went down, goes down. And I think, to me, he could be, if he's out for the season, that could be a difference between winning the Super Bowl and not winning the Super Bowl. That's my opinion. Do you agree? Or?
Well, I'll say this. There was a difference, Brian and Randy, when he got hurt last year. I mean, when you started seeing some of him, A.J. Klein, I mean, the defense just was not as strong. They weren't as deep to do that. Like I said, we're kind of looking at it now. If he misses tomorrow's walkthrough or the game, okay? So since the walkthrough's tomorrow, if he's injured today, no matter what it is, it could be a bobo. He's not playing Friday. I mean, right? So,
right.
I mean, if nothing happened, he just got his leg bent a bad way or twisted, and he is good to go. Like, you know, you'll see him later tonight running around the park or whatever, and he's fine. He wouldn't play Friday. So when you look at Friday's game and who's going to be playing, you went and got a guy that you think can be a difference maker in Marcus Davenport. I mean, that's what you went and go do by giving away next year's first-round draft pick and this year's first-round draft pick, right? I mean, you moved up. So you are hoping that he is going to be that guy. You were hoping at the very least, right, Brian, that he was going to be the starter.
Correct.
Right? But to your point, Randy, Okafor has been playing so well, it was almost – you got the best of both worlds. You're going, hey, where are you going to vet? Go do what you got to go do. You know, and Marcus, take your time in the development and something of that nature. And, you know, if he's injured, he can take his time getting back. So you add that. Again, you do have a guy that has seen snaps over that position in Halohikakaha, Jaron Elliott. Okay, he's been saying, hey, look, I'm a special team guy. But, you know, we do know one thing. Again, no matter who it was he was blocking against, he can go rush the passer. Now, like to Brian's point, can you do that? And maybe we'll go find out here on Friday in the first quarter, if he goes out there. Can you do that against some starters? Can you do that against the younger guys or the guys that go out there to start the game? So, Randy, I don't know if it's a difference from a Super Bowl, but it absolutely weakens you.
Well, I know that Philadelphia's blueprint last year was to have, you know, to have depth on the defensive line, to be able to have, you know, eight guys, you know, four fresh guys out there at all times, and won them a Super Bowl. And I think, you know, that's a huge blow, not being able to have one of those guys that's basically unblockable. And if he is hurt for the season, what do you think that there's a guy that can take his place on a roster now, or is there somebody out there that maybe we make a trade for? Maybe we trade Kaha for somebody, or what are your thoughts on that? Now, and I'll let y'all go.
No, I thank you, Randy. I definitely think, Brian, that the second practice ended and Sean Payton did his obligations, there's a short list and there's a board for people no matter what. But you're definitely looking. I mean, you're seeing what else is out there just in case. I mean, you may not make that call right now, but you're absolutely seeing who's available out there.
I think way too many people are maybe overrating the impact Alex Okafor was going to have this year.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason why you trade two first-round picks for a Marcus Davenport, and it has nothing to do with, you know, Okafor's talent and ability. It's the idea that when, over the course of his career, has he proven he can stay healthy?
Right.
So that's one part of it. The second part is that, unlike in years past, as you know were alluding to, the Saints' defense is deep. I mean, you can not to mention that, but they weren't going to actually have just Okafor do like Cam Jordan does, in which he just stays on the field pretty much, you know, 39, 40 snaps a game. It wasn't going to happen that way. Okafor was going to be a part of a huge rotation. It wasn't going to be just one or two guys. It was going to be three or four rotating on that spot. And yes, Philadelphia did do the eight defensive linemen, that blueprint that, you know, kind of won them a Super Bowl, but I don't necessarily think the Saints have to copy that in order to be successful. We're talking about a team that was 10 seconds away from the NFC Championship game.
I don't know if I'm completely off base on this, but let's say the game's tonight, right, and he got hurt or can't play, and yeah. Davenport's recovering from a groin injury. I don't think he plays Friday. I wouldn't play him.
If
today's his first practice back, and he's especially now that there's an injury to Okafor, I would not play him on Friday. Trey Hendrickson's had a really good camp.
Another guy that I think.
Like, to my point where if Cam Jordan has another baby and misses a practice or a game, okay, because of the birth of a child, I think the Saints are fine with Trey Hendrickson. Now, I'm not saying he's a Pro Bowler.
No.
That's not what I'm saying. But Trey Hendrickson has played very well. He's, again, a young player. I don't know. I've seen him maybe move from time to time to the other side. Again, we've primarily seen Kadeem Muhammad, and it's Trey and Cam that are rotating.
Yeah.
But if there's a pinch and I need to play a game tonight, or I need a down, it's 30-something. He's a pass rusher. He can block. We saw him get an interception at practice on Saturday when the ball was tipped. He's got good hands. I'm putting him on the other side. At the end of the day, go get the quarterback.
Yeah.
I mean, one way you're rushing towards your right side, the other way you're rushing towards your left side. You get what I'm getting at? So if I'm in a pinch right now, I need to get in there. Or if I ask Dennis Allen or Sean Payton, who are your probably top two pass rushers, I would not be shocked if he says right now with Okafor injured. I think he would probably say Alex. But I think he would put Trey Hendrickson right after Cam Jordan as the second or third.
How many practices have we seen from the Saints so far? Maybe 15?
Yeah.
I would say for 15 of those practices.
91 is all over the field.
Yeah, no question. And then there's also the idea that 57 missed a bunch of those with veteran day offs and stuff like that, and he didn't play in a preseason game.
Yeah.
So, I mean, for as well as he's played when he's been out there, it's not like
he's
irreplaceable.
No.
So, and I mean, Trey Hendrickson has been all over the field. So I think they can sustain the loss of Alex Okafor. You cannot sustain the loss of anybody else.
Who did Sean Payton kind of refer him to?
Rob Ninkovich.
Yeah.
That's the one that got away. Yep. Sean loved Ninkovich. And I think at this point, if he could have done it all over again, no way that guy ever leaves New Orleans. And Trey Hendrickson.
It's incredible
the
career that Ninkovich had by the time he left here as well.
I mean, they tried the guy at long snapper for a spot. I mean,
800-998-1003. We'll have a little more on this as well when we come back. Off the bench with Jordy Collot and T-Bob Abear. They're going to be here on Friday the 31st, the day after the Saints take on the L.A. Rams. That literally will be a game toss left, toss right, up the middle.
I mean, that will pretty be, much.
Both teams are not showing nothing.
No, because you got to see each other later on.
Exactly.
In the year.
But they had Lowell Narcisse on this morning. We'll play that interview so you can hear what he had to say. Justin McMillan, a little bit ago, he did the old Twitter farewell, in which he said deuces. He said, today, I gratefully and gracefully say thank you and farewell to my LSU family. I am grateful for the opportunity. And he goes on and thanks everybody, and then he ends with forever LSU. So, Brian, both quarterbacks saying thank you to Coach O thing. Again, I look at it as they saw the competition. They had scrimmage on Saturday. I think you could see if it's your place here or not. And I get it. And that's why the whole transfer thing is silly to me. If coaches can go move somewhere else and do that, should Lowell Narcisse have to wait?
No. I think he's going to go to an HBCU and try to make a
way
there.
Well, we'll have what the guys had to say with him when we come back. Is the Sports Hangover. We're live at Shipley's Donuts here on Metairie Road. Brian can't take the headsets fast enough off.
No.
He's going to go get himself a kolache. 2561 Metairie Road is where we are. Come on by. Have a little lunch. Donut-wise. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Oh, yeah, for over 65 years, Golden Motors has been your local Chevy Buick new car dealer. I'm sure you've seen us around supporting our local schools, charities, and organizations. That's just our way to say thanks to all of you for being there for us at Golden Motors. Looking for a new Chevy or Buick? Or looking for that new or pre-owned any make and model? Give us a call at 325-1000 or visit us on the World Wide Web at goldenmotors.com. Golden Motors, Chevy, find new roads.
Do you love playing golf and competing in golf? And how about winning cash at golf? Now you can enjoy it all at the Flagstick in Metairie. Join the golf leagues at the Flagstick and compete on giant 10x15 high-definition simulators. The Flagstick golf leagues are forming now for Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday nights. Call 504-510-5577 or go to theflagstickgolf.com or stop in at the Flagstick inside the Clearview Mall and register and compete weekly in the golf leagues. The Flagstick. Play. Practice. Party. The Flagstick.
Looking for hardwood floors? Then don't pay retail. Shop where the dealers buy at New Orleans Flooring Distributors, Louisiana's exclusive AquaWood dealer. The only hardwood floors that are 100% waterproof. That's right, completely waterproof. And only at New Orleans Flooring Distributors. The best selection and prices on everything from hardwood to vinyl to carpet. For a great flooring experience, call 504-249-6394. That's 504-249-6394. Or visit them on LNA Road, off Airline and Metairie, or online at nolaflooring.com.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, finances, and insurance? Let State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and Cutoff help you to simplify and get to a better state. Because with Ashley Barrios handling your home, auto, and life insurance, you'll have more time for everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies could mean earning discounts worth up to 40%. Call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios today and get to a better state with State Farm.
Are you on your way to Grand Isle? Stop at Frank's Supermarket to stock up on your camp supplies. Do you want to relax and enjoy your vacation? Let Frank's do the cooking so you don't have to. Frank's has ice cold drinks, beer, the best fried chicken on the bayou, homemade chili, chicken salad, fresh sushi. Their fresh bakery items include French breads, rolls, cakes, pies, and more. Want to order something special for the weekend? Call Frank's catering department and they'll make it happen. Frank's Supermarket in LaRose, Lockport, Golden Meadow, and DeSalmons. Online shopping now available at frankssupermarket.com.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Welcome back, Sports Hangover, live at Shipley's Donuts. Brian Enola East, so disgusted he's out. He's leaving. Holding up the two fingers, deuces. Apparently he's got things to do. Or he just could be hurt, feelings hurt, offended. I don't know. As we mentioned last segment, a gentleman, what are you doing? You're writing in the middle of my notepad again. What did I tell you before? What did I tell you? Write on the column, right on the side. Why you continuously write in the middle of my notes is beyond me. I don't get it. Now, I have seen one report here on Twitter says Alex Okafor hurt, no cart needed at least, walked off under own power. So we'll see what happened there. But Jordan, a gentleman walks in.
Yeah.
And I even though I have the headsets, I did hear, "Hey, Jordan."
It was beauty to my ears.
Is what I heard. I heard, "Hey, Jordan." Said gentleman is now, I think You knocked down a kolache, didn't you?
I did.
You did. Which one did you have?
I had the sausage kolache.
You got to try the boudin. You got to try the boudin. Are you a fan of boudin?
I am.
then you have to try the Blue Angel.
I'll lunch. Take one to go.
Okay. I'm serious. It's what's your name, sir?
Clay.
Clay. Mm-hmm. So I didn't misunderstand what I heard. I mean, I heard clearly, hey, Jordan.
I was sent here
uh-huh.
to get his autograph.
Ooh.
Wow.
By a few members of his fan club.
Mm-hmm. So he has a fan
club. I have a fan club.
Yes.
Listen to how excited you got.
I am excited.
It's unbelievable. All right. So the requests were?
From the ladies.
Mm-hmm.
They yeah. want an autograph that says, to the ladies with love,
mm-hmm.
Air Jordan.
Air Jordan.
The intern.
Air Jordan, the intern.
And the guys wanted me to get an autograph that said, to the fellas, stay strong,
mm-hmm.
Dr. J.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dr. J. See what he just did there? Air Jordan, Dr. J?
Yeah, two basketball players.
Two greats,
yeah.
by the way.
Yeah.
Two legends, yes. Legends of the game. Well, Clay, what is it like to be sitting at the table here?
I'm in awe.
Across from Jordan, the intern.
I'm in awe. I'm in awe. I can't believe what's happening.
Look at Brian's face over there.
I mean, Brian saw...
He's questioning life.
Brian, he is questioning life right now. He honestly is. We're just talking about the big news, Alex Okafor. We're going through the roster, what we can do, and there he is. But actually, no, he's in line. He's waiting for his kolache. That's what it is. And now he just threw his phone.
Dropped his phone.
He is. For him to drop his phone, that's a big thing because he lives on Twitter, at Brian TNR.
And you said no one would want my autograph. I have a whole fan club, Gus.
I'm having trouble understanding this right now, but, you know.
I wasn't expecting this today. I woke up having to go to school.
His first day of school today, Clay.
And yeah.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
made my day. Gotta
made
say.
Made your day.
You're at and where?
I'm not at LSU anymore.
Yeah.
I'm
okay.
at Southeastern.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Breaking news. You've moved to the North Shore and stayed on the North Shore.
Oh, yeah, I'm staying on the North Shore permanently.
Yeah, except for today when you get to meet your people.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Always got to support my fans.
Now, you know what? This is ridiculous.
My fan club.
I think my son's probably going to transfer from LSU over to where you are.
Oh, really?
Ooh.
Yeah.
See that?
He was at LSU because Jordan was there.
Mm.
See that?
Trendsetter. There's no salvation in the segment, is it? Right? What are you doing? Now you're bowing down to Jordan the intern. Brian and Ola East is bowing down to Jordan the intern. Fantastic. Well, Clay, we're going to make even more famous. We'll post it at ESPN Radio NOLA, your visit and your meet and greet. And we gave you one of the last remaining ESPN New Orleans koozies that I happen to have in my bag. There it is. And it's with your Diet Coke there.
In use.
Thank you for stopping by, Clay.
My pleasure.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much. And there, Brian and Ola East is exactly leaving. He is. Bye. You didn't get the kolache. Wait, you got to get the kolache.
I
know there's people in line. Just wait for the kolache. Anyway. All right. So earlier this morning, Jordy Collada and T-Bob Hebert off the bench spoke with Lowell Narcisse. And this was the conversation they had.
Team rolling for their debut. Yesterday, news dominated here in the capital city in South Louisiana around the LSU quarterback situation. Justin McMillan. Senior going into his final season, redshirt junior, being the veteran of the group, and Lowell Narcisse, redshirt freshman, both not at practice. Narcisse announced last night on Twitter that he was transferring out of the program. The Advocate is reporting that Narcisse made his decision after meeting with coaches after Monday's practice and that he intends to play at Mississippi Gulf Community College and reopen his recruitment back in the spring, or open it up in the spring. If you remember Narcisse, top 10 dual threat quarterback coming out of St. James, led the crew to the state championship game during his junior season, battled a couple of injuries, but during his sophomore year, he was one of the top underclass quarterbacks in the country and decided last night to leave LSU and kind enough to share a couple of minutes here with us this morning on Off the Bench. Lowell, good morning, man. How are you?
I'm good. Great having you guys. How are you guys?
Yeah, thanks for coming on. Let's start with your decision. Why are you leaving LSU?
Last night was a real emotional night for me. You know, LSU always been my dream school. And for the position that I'm in, you know, just being able to leave my dream school to do what's best for me, you know, it was a real emotional night for me, So I just had to do what's best for me and as far as my future, as far as showcasing my abilities. So I just felt like it was the best thing for me was to get a new start.
There's a report out there that you're headed to Mississippi Gulf Community College. Is that what's next? Is what is next for you?
I do plan to go to a JUCO and then graduate in December and reel from my recruiting and see where else I may take my talent. But that is the plan.
You know, so, Lowell, with the news yesterday, a lot of people, if you were asked before the season who would potentially transfer out of the room, a lot of people thought Jess McMillan. A lot of people did not think yourself. I know that we on the media side of things have talked a lot about your potential in some of the sub-packages this year. Like, even if he doesn't win the starting job, goal line, wildcat, whatever. Like, he has a skill set that nobody else in that room has. Were there any sub packages in the work for you? Was that, or was that not enough? I mean, did you want more?
You see, the biggest thing was people didn't understand. Like, I was going to play at LSU this year. You know, they did have some situations where they was going to utilize me as my abilities. But me personally, I felt what I believe in that, and I'm a quarterback. You know, I don't want to just be able to be labeled as a wildcat guy or a guy who just come in and just kind of runs on a certain situation. So, you know, we just kind of was on two different pages. You know, they needed a guy who they felt like was ready now to play, and I guess, you know, we just was moving in two different directions. So, you know, I was the Tigers' number the best of luck this year. You know, Coach Joe always treated me as one of his sons and always still be respecting and still supports me even now that I'm not there.
Have they named a starter within the locker room?
They haven't. They haven't yet. I'm not sure on the update what was that. You know, after I talked to Coach Steve about, you know, my future and what the plan was for me, you know, I went and sat down and talked with my mom and my brother and just kind of took it from there.
Well, and we're talking to Lowell, and she's here on Off the Bench on 104.5, 100.3 ESPN. And that is where it gets a bit interesting then, because this all, like, the timing of it, right? You thought maybe this would happen before, earlier in the summer. This is pretty late in the process for this decision to be made. Was this the result of something, some information that came out after the scrimmage, like whether it's a new depth chart or anything? Like, why now?
You know, when everything came out about, you know, them getting a transfer, you know, it never really fazed me. You know, I said I was going to give myself the best opportunity as far as, you know, I'm putting myself in the best position to go out there and compete and give myself an honest chance to win the job, you know, and that's what I did. I felt like I left it up. I left him all out on the field. You know, I gave him all in every practice, every meeting, every scrimmage. And so I made my decision, and there's no looking back.
Did you feel like you were given a fair shot by the coaching staff?
I do. You know, I felt like they used me in the ways that they know how to use me. You know, and I guess it just didn't work out, you know. I just felt like I just need to go to a program where I can show and have a better fit for my abilities. And I just felt like, you know, LSU wasn't in place as of now.
How was the transition for you from offensive coordinators, from Matt Canada in your freshman season to Steve Ensminger in your redshirt freshman season?
You know, it's always a big learning curve, just going from learning one offense and have to turn around and learn a whole nother offense. So, you know, guys still kind of still working on the timing, getting all the timing down with the receivers, still learning protections with the offensive line, you know, still figuring out tracks with the backs and everything. So it's always a big learning curve, but, you know, I felt like I was on top of it for the most part. So
you were one of the most heavily recruited quarterbacks, not only in the state of Louisiana when you came out a couple of years back, but in the country. Are there any schools right now that may have an early lead for you?
No, right now, I'm just trying to really focus on myself, you know, make sure that I have everything I need to graduate from JUCO in December, and then whatever that time comes, then we'll talk about it then. But as of now, I'm just really trying to focus on getting myself prepared to go here and showcase my talent at JUCO and really get to show people my abilities and what I can offer.
Been commendable to watch you as a player bounce back from the adversity you faced as such a youngster, man. Best of luck to you on this decision that you've made. It's been fun to watch you play the last couple of years at LSU.
Well, I just really want to use my story and all the things that I've been through to just help someone else, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of people, you know, go through the recruiting process and not really have a lot of knowledge and have some type of fallback of, you know, some type of injury or some type of obstacle that they're going to have to face. So, you know, I just want to use my story to be able to help someone else along the process. So, you know, this is just another chapter in my book that I'm writing about my life that is going to be a great one. So,
And Lowell, I think we'd be remiss if we didn't offer you a chance to respond to a lot of the criticism that's kind of come out in the wake of this move, saying that, well, you know, he's so young, why didn't he stick around? If he had been more patient, he would have had a chance to play. How do you respond to people who are saying that you took the easy way out or didn't want to compete?
You know, being a Louisiana kid, coming out of Louisiana, going to school in Louisiana, you know, the easy thing is to go to LSU. You know, it's more benefit. You know, you're closer to home, your family's there, you know. It's hard. The harder thing to do is really to get out and be able to leave and you know, do what's best for you. And, you know, like I said, I want to use my story and the things that I go through to help someone else along this process. And, you know, not everyone is going to understand, you know, my decision. You know, I don't live my life for other people to understand. I try to please other people as I go through this process. You know, some people don't like decisions, some people I won't. But at the end of the day, as long as I'm happy and I can move on and live with the decisions I made, you know, that's all that really matters.
Classy answer, man. Classy dude. Way to represent yourself this morning and throughout the last 19 years. I appreciate you coming on with us this morning and sharing a couple of minutes.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yes, thanks, indeed. Well. Best of luck, Noel.
Today is Lowell Narcisse this morning on Off the Bench. You can listen to Off the Bench with Jordy Collot and T-Bob Hebert each and every morning right here on ESPN New Orleans. As, there you go, explains his decision process a little bit. Jordy and T-Bob will be right here where we are. I guess Jordan's throne is the best way to describe it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Clay stopping in to get an autograph from Jordan.
This is my show now.
You know what? Don't get that carried away. We'll be back. 800-998-1003. We're live at Shipley's Donuts. Stop on by. 2561 Metairie Road. Try the kolaches. Try the donuts. There's a bunch of Phil donuts. You're not a huge fan of Phil donuts, are you?
No.
You don't want to try the raspberry?
I'm with Brian on that.
You don't want to try the vanilla cream, the chocolate cream, blueberry,
mm-mm,
strawberry,
no,
cherry,
no,
apple,
no. Just give me a regular donut.
All right. Well, you want a bear claw, don't you?
I do want a bear claw, and I want another boudin kolache.
Dude, it's really, really good. Anyway, so let's see what happens, obviously, with that situation. LSU fans, if you want to chime in on now Justin McMillan, a little bit ago on Twitter, also saying he's leaving LSU. Lowell Narcisse saying he's gone as well. If you want to chime in, love to get your responses. Also, Saints fans want to hear from you. It's the Sports Hangover right here on ESPN New Orleans.
It's the 50th anniversary of Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, and Homa. Hurry in for a great deal at their summer clearance event. See their impressive lineup of new commercial trucks and vans. Southland Dodge has the perfect vehicle for your business with Ram's long-lasting new pickups or their efficient new Ram work vans. Choosing the right one should be easy. Get more for your business with a new Ram truck or van at Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat at 6161 West Park Avenue in Homa. Here for you yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Tee up your game improvement during Golf Tech's August Crush It Sale.
Crush It Sale.
Learn to crush it farther and straighter.
Crush it.
With lessons and club fitting
now on sale
for up to 20% off in August.
Crush it.
Get started with a swing evaluation or Tech Fit club fitting for only $100. Find your nearest Golf Tech at golftech.com.
Golftech.com.
GolfTEC.com.
Swing better. Play better. Golf Tech.
Do you know if you've got the right insurance coverage? Is your car, home, or business protected? If you hesitated, see someone who knows. Price Bourgeois at Bourgeois Insurance in Thibodaux. Owner agent Price Bourgeois will personally help you find the coverage you need. And because he's an independent agent, he can find the right coverage that fits your budget. Hey, there shouldn't be any doubts about your insurance. Call Price Bourgeois at 985-803-8999. That's 985-803-8999. Bourgeois Insurance in Thibodaux. Home, commercial, auto.
Are you looking for a delicious meal and a great spot to watch all the games? Deuce McAllister's Old Saint Kitchen and Tap at 132 Royal Street right off Canal is that and a whole lot more. With outstanding Southern Coastal cuisine dishes such as shrimp and grits, more than 50 craft beers on tap, 15 TVs, craft cocktails, and breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Old Saint is not your average sports bar. Enjoy the 2-for-1 draft happy hour from 3 to 7 weekdays and make your reservations through Open Table or visit online, oldsaint.com.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
speechless for the next 25 minutes as he might have gotten the biggest donuts in the area over there. What is that, a bear claw?
It's a bear claw.
It is. It's about the size of a grizzly
bear. Klee bear, bear claw.
No.
You know how.
You know, that's it. You're done. You're done. You're in timeout for the next 20 minutes.
Why?
First, somebody comes to get an autograph from you, not for me.
It's not my fault that
And now you're trying to make silly. What are you doing?
It's puns.
No. No. Oh, now
I'm the voice of the people.
Yeah. Now you're the voice of the people.
Yeah.
One, not even a full, I guess it is a full day in school already.
Oh, yeah.
Now a lion. So you went from a tiger to a lion, huh?
Yeah. And then I'm going to be a bear.
All right. That's it. You're good.
Ooh.
You're in timeout to 2 o'clock. There he is. Go finish your bear claw. Is Sean Payton ready yet? He only stopped talking about an hour and a half ago. You're shaking your head. Are you good to go?
He's been ready. He's been ready for the past 20 minutes.
When were you planning on telling me?
How about it pops up on your screen, gives you a notification?
I'm sorry, I'm doing a talk show. I wasn't paying attention to my prompts on my computer.
You're lost.
You're literally 12 inches to my right on this bench here on Metairie Road. You didn't
just tap
at
you?
All. Oh, yeah, a little tap of, hey, coach is ready.
I didn't want to get that Gus Dust there.
You know what? You're done. Let's hear from head coach Sean Payton now, because it'd be actually nice to see what coach had to say about practice today. One of the things, of course, that in case you missed it, two players back on the practice field, the defensive end Marcus Davenport, wide receiver Cameron Meredith. So that's good. The bad news is Alex Okafor went down with a leg injury. It's what's being reported. Now, WWL radio is reporting that he did not need a cart and left under his own power for what it's worth. So, again, they're the station of the Saints, and they could. I was hoping that somebody would just, because that's why I want to know, right? I mean, is it cart, no cart? What's going on? What's the issue? I mean, you can just hope that maybe it's not something severe or something from that nature. Now, we were talking about with Brian and Elise before he gave us deuces and left for the afternoon about Trey Hendrickson, a guy that's, again, been playing very well, and somebody that's, I don't know, if you need to, I guess, can you put him on the right side or not? I don't know. Look, Marcus Davenport is the reason, obviously, why you're going high in the draft to go get him. You're hoping that he can be your elite pass rusher and a guy that can be the difference maker. But head coach Sean Payton had this to say following practice today on Trey Hendrickson.
Well, look, he's got a good grasp as to what we're doing. He's stronger. Fortunately, right now he's healthy, and you feel him. There's a presence to him, and I think that he, in his second year now, knowing what we're doing, has begun to do some, and we've seen some really good things in practice. So hopefully that can continue, but he's played well.
As Brian and I were talking about, Sean Payton's kind of referenced him. He's sort of like a Ninkovich-type player where, you know, we know what happened with Rob Ninkovich. Went on to have a ridiculous career at the New England Patriots. Won a couple Super Bowls with that team as well and really helped from that aspect of it. I don't know if he can be a Ninkovich, but we have seen that practice. Him, I want to say one practice. I think he had like 3 sacks on one, and somebody was literally desperately trying to hold him and trying to do that. We saw this past Saturday a situation where he got an interception as Taylor Stallworth tipped the ball and he got the interception. So he's got good hands, good instinct, good awareness. But look, Marcus Davenport, I know we got a call earlier today about could it be a difference maker in not having Alex Okafor. The difference maker, at least in theory, why the Saints went and moved up in the first round and go get him is Marcus Davenport. He's back from practice. Been dealing with a groin injury. Coach Payton on him.
It's good. The news we're hearing is real good, and so he's going to be kind of ramping up and accelerated with regards to getting back on the field. That's encouraging.
Now, again, I would be surprised if you see him in action on Friday, especially if today is just his first practice. Tomorrow is a walkthrough. I don't know. You may see him. I mean, it's been almost 2 weeks, right, from that. But I would probably err on the side of caution, especially if Alex Okafor is injured for any amount of time as well. Sean Payton says the team is getting ready, getting closer to, of course, the action against the Cardinals on Friday. One of the things that we're going to see, and I think, I don't know if he is or not, he didn't give us a lot of feedback on this, but Drew Brees on Sunday kind of hinted that he would like to see some action in the second preseason game, third preseason game, and he's done. He's good. It's all he really needs. So somebody drew the shorter straw today and asked Sean Payton about, are we going to see Drew Brees on Friday?
We'll see.
There you go. We'll see.
Monty, that broadcast school really paid off for
you.
No,
that's Sean. That's Sean being coy. I don't get it. What does it matter if people know that Sean Payton, that Drew Brees is going to play Friday? What does he think? That the Cardinals are going to have a game plan for? You know what I'm getting? It's like, it's preseason.
Yeah.
I don't understand the, well, we'll see. It'll be a game time. We'll discuss it. I never understood why in preseason. Don't understand if that's really an issue from that standpoint. We heard a little bit from Trey Hendrickson. Trey Hendricks, not to be confused, different player. Thoughts on him from Sean Payton?
From college to here.
Well, you saw toughness with the player, and that's a great trait. You know, there's a physical presence to him, and look, it's not necessarily the feistiness. It's how a player plays between the whistles and you know, can he defend the run? You know, can he affect the passer? Do we consider him a pressure player or not? You know, what are the things that we think he does very well, and then let's try to do those things. So I think in year two that, he's a guy that's in the mix for playing.
Sean, we're looking at improving.
Jordan?
That was your fault. You said it was a whole other player.
No. I did that on purpose, Jordan.
I gave him a nickname.
Yeah. How's the bite saved?
Trey Hendrickson.
Is it?
Yeah.
Really?
I'm looking at that one right
yeah,
below
the
there.
One below it is yeah. saved as Trey Hendrickson. We all know mm-hmm. who that is, right? Number 91.
Mm-hmm.
You have the roster in your hand, don't you?
Yeah.
Can you find me a Trey Hendricks?
No.
Could it be because he doesn't exist?
No. He does not exist.
He does not exist.
But, you know.
But he's saved as Trey Hendricks.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for that.
It's the same
Go back
thing.
To your bear. No, it's not the same thing. It's not the same thing. Go back to your bear clock. Go back to you've done all.
I'm that perfect to where you have to nitpick that out of all my perfect accomplishments.
It's not his name. It's not who it is.
Moo.
Oh my goodness. I mean, yeah, exactly. Jesus. Anyway. Moving forward, Sean Payton, who we know is an offensive-minded coach, is it ever tough for him to kind of decide, you know, I mean, you're coaching both sides. You want both sides of the football team to improve and do well. Is it ever hard to do that?
I mean, look, at times, you know, if one side of the ball or the other doesn't practice particularly well and the other side does, there's a part of you that's frustrated and yet encouraged with the performance of the other side. But it's a teaching situation. And, you know, with the time left on the clock, understanding a chunk play is what we can't give up. The underneath throws are what we want to give up. And, you know, we got baited there for an underneath throw and a ball went in behind. And if you're looking at the clock and you're saying, wait a minute, we back up, blew a whistle. Here's how much time's left in the game. Let's let them throw that underneath throw eight times in a row.
So that's Coach Payton kind of going over the good and I guess bad aspect of trying to coach both sides of the ball and also adhere to it. Now, one of the other things that Coach Payton touched on today, I guess what is this? 2015, Saints started making some roster changes. Yeah, exactly. Just. Yeah, you had to get more athletic. How to get more athletic and you had to have more talent on this roster. So, look, it's easy when you have a draft class like you had last year, for goodness sakes. But, man, you had to remake this entire roster.
Look, there have been incremental steps to it. You know, the draft selection of Ryan Ramczyk, that comes, you know, as he's available with our second first-round pick. You know, going out and finding Larry Warford from Detroit, you know, we felt we needed a guard. So it's each year there is this vision as to the whole picture, but I think it is a group that we put resources into and we feel like you need to.
Elsewhere, with Coach Payton, see some of the other things that stood out this morning after practice. Coach Payton touching on the offense and defense third down, key issues and areas for sure. A year ago, defensively, I thought they did a much better job of getting off the field. I mean, that was a huge issue, right, from seasons past. Problem was on the other side of the offense, they didn't do a good job. They couldn't convert a third down at all. And they wound up being 19th, right, in the NFL in terms of third down conversions.
I think offensively, there's a handful of things that go into that. You know, you're going to have to be able to separate from man-to-man tight coverage, you know, especially on the early third downs, third and two, three, four. You generally are going to have, you know, smart players that understand coverage and when coverages change. Your protection's extremely important, and you've got to have a third down running back that you feel like can handle the pressure. Defensively, it's contesting those throws. It's having a grasp as to the down and distance and understanding what the opponent's trying to do. But it's technique, it's fundamentals, and, you know, it's awareness as to the down and the distance and what we're trying to take away and then, you know, where is it weak.
We're live at Shipley's. Stop on by. Try the kolaches, the bear claws. Did you leave any for anybody, Jordan, the intern? Considering that you just have done nothing but eat since you've gotten here.
Yeah, I need to start working out, Gus. I can't. Like you said a few days ago, I'm starting to get that potato shape.
Yeah, well, I didn't say you were.
I agree with you.
From having that potato shape. 2561 Metairie Road. Basically, LaBar and Metairie Road is where we are between Bonneville and Causeway. If you're coming off of Airline, turn right there. We're right before Causeway where, you know, Rouse's and the gym is, and go over the train tracks, hook a right. It's right next to basically where Rock and Saki is. And do your best to not leave here with a lot of donuts because it's delicious. Open back in April on the 10th. Scott Walker, one of the owners here. May chat with him again next hour. No longer the anchor of WDSU, doing his own social media. When are you starting your own company, Jordan?
Oh, I mean, considering I'm only 19 years old.
Well, I mean, it's never too young. You know, never too young. Starting your own company.
Might make a lemonade stand outside the
lemonade
the office.
Stand right here on Metairie Road.
Yeah.
There you go.
Do I have to have a permit for that?
Yeah, you probably do. And lemons, which you don't have right now. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
Advanced Eye Institute in Cutoff is your hometown eye care provider. Dr. Darby Chasson is here to serve the eye care needs of your entire family. Full-service eye medical and vision services are provided in a friendly atmosphere. For the latest in designer frames to advancements in astigmatism and bifocal contact lenses, call Advanced Eye Institute at 985-632-2884 for your appointment today or visit their website at visionsource-drdarbychasson.com.
Napa Know-How.
Rogers Parts, your local distributor of high-quality Napa Auto Parts, Marine, and Industrial Supplies, has what you need to keep your vehicle rolling safely down the road. Whether it's repair or maintenance, Napa has the parts to help you make your vacation destination. Getting ready for that big fishing trip, they have quality marine parts to help keep your boat going. So stop by one of Rogers Parts' 5 locations, Lockport, LaRose, Galliano, Morgan City, and Labadyville, and talk with one of their ASE parts specialists. Rogers Parts, they've got the Napa Know-How.
Hi, I'm Lindy LaRue with Donlin Construction. Are you thinking about starting a new project? Well, if you have an idea, we'll make it happen.
Donlin Construction, a state licensed contractor, offers many services from site work, concrete paving and foundations, to customized office buildings and warehouses. Whatever service you require, Donlin Construction will make it happen. Just call 985-798-7788, Donlin Construction.
The 2018 Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series is underway, and you get caught up on all the action and details for all the races Fridays right here on ESPN New Orleans. And it's all sponsored by Rogers Parts, your locally owned Napa Auto Parts stores in LaFourche, Assumption, and St. Mary Parishes. Napa Auto Parts, sponsor of the Chase Elliott No. 9 car in the Cup Series. Get the expert analysis and latest news on Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series throughout the 2018 season every Friday on ESPN New Orleans.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Welcome back, live at Shipley's Donuts. Right where we are, Jordan Intern, on Friday, August 31st, coming back. The next morning from the Saints' final preseason game against the L.A. Rams. Off the bench with Jordy Collot and T-Bob Hebert will be here. So if he can't come out right now before 3 o'clock, 7 to 9, they'll do their show live right here. You can enjoy all the deliciousness from Shipley's. A couple of other storylines, Jordan, to touch on here. Uh-oh, what's wrong with James Harden? What's going on with him?
Rockets' James Harden involved in Scottsdale nightclub incident tied to ongoing investigation.
What about it? What did he do?
It was a club incident. He was fighting. It was involved in a fight.
I tell you what, you never – those off seasons.
Go clubbing.
Going clubbing.
Never know what will happen. Someone pushes you,
mm-hmm.
You're going to have to throw something.
We talked a little bit about earlier, Jalen Ramsey, who's been suspended for a week for his involvement in issues that had to do with Jacksonville. Kind of spoke out of turn, according to his head coach, when some media members took some footage of a little fight going on. So he kind of went after some media members, and Doug Marrone says, "You're suspended a week for doing that." But he did do some things that I guess you might like. He criticized pretty much most of the NFL quarterbacks, talked highly of some, including quarterback Drew Brees of your New Orleans Saints. But he did criticize Josh Allen and good old Noodle Arm. He called Josh Allen trash, the Bills rookie quarterback. He said Matt Ryan was overrated, definitely, a product of Kyle Shanahan's offensive system. Here's the only problem with that. He was an MVP.
But he was very overrated. He's an overrated MVP.
I don't think he's overrated.
Yeah, he is.
He's not a bad quarterback.
Yeah, he is.
Okay.
He's Julio Jones.
Ben Roethlisberger, Jalen Ramsey says, was decent at best. Andrew Luck, he good. And like I said, I mean, he at least did say that Drew Brees was solid, good quarterback, so. There you go. Here's an entire list of all the comments. Brady doesn't suck. Rodgers doesn't suck. That's what he had to say. And be in New Orleans.
Got no reason for the things I say. She turned toward me, then she turned away. There's lots of forces in a modern world.